Pasuk says that when Amalek attacked, Vayzanev Becha, they went after your tail. They kept picking at the weak parts of Israel. Kol anechshanim acharecha. They went after the people who were stumbling behind the camp. Vata yef veyageh. You were tired. You were thirsty. You were worn out. Velo yarei Elokim. And they didn't fear God.
Does he feel the sin? Did that continue? I mean, when weak people who are not so connected get picked off, even now, the body of Israel will believe that we are special, we are chosen, Hashem is with us. But as we know, there are plenty of Israel that don't buy that and get picked off,
yeah.
It seems. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so even afterwards, it just can't work on mass, but it seems to be able to work individually, Seth.
Okay, I hear. So Rav Harlap takes a concept. The pasuk describes hakilavim azei nefesh. The dogs have a brazen heart. And in Kabbalah, it seems there's this concept called klavim dechatzifin, the disrespectful dogs. That the dog can be a very brazen animal. There are dogs that are completely ruthless and wild and untamable. So, Amalek represents that type of dog. Klavin de chatzifin, the disrespectful dog. The dog that will not recognize that its master is boss. And what Amalek was trying to do, as Rav Harlap alluded to previously, was to inject in Israel their venom. Amalek's venom is that chutzpah, the ability to completely deny that Hashem exists. Amalek can see all the miracles that just transpired and said, I'm attacking anyways. So what Amalek was trying to do is, Velo yarei Elokim. We have a description of Amalek, they did not fear Hashem. And Rav Chalap says that means they had zero fear of Hashem. If other nations saw Yetziat Mitzrayim and they were gripped with terror, they said, what's going on here? Amalek was gripped with the zeal, let me attack. Let me attack, this can't happen. I'm going to show the world this can't happen. So Amalek's goal was to take away our Yirat Shamayim. We have fear of heaven, we're in awe. We see what just happened here, so we're in awe. Amalek says, let me attack that. Where does Amalek succeed? Nechshalim acharecha. Those that were behind the camp, those that were not a part of the camp, as was pointed out earlier, those people they were actually able to affect. How did they affect them? Says Rav Chalap, their main effect was not the attack. Their main effect was to cause them to question, wait, is God really on our side? Did Hashem really intervene in order for all this to happen? Are we really the chosen people? Their success in the attack was to cause them to doubt, to cause them to lose their Yirat Shamayim.